to all our families and friends. I want you to remember this life.
Hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. I think the volume is a little bit. Let me adjust the volume. Okay, that too low. Okay, the volume. Okay, I hope you can hear me out there pretty well. All right, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody out there. In radio land, in internet radio land, I hope the volume. Let me see. Okay, I'm adjusting the volume on the microphone here, so I can hear everything that's going on through my headset. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago, beautiful Chicago, wonderful Chicago, not Chirac, believe me. There's nothing. If I had to say something, I would probably say it has nothing to do with the movie. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the movie. The movie is, I don't know, violence is not funny. Violence is not humorous. You know, I think from all the critics of the movie, it says whether you may like it, you may not like it. But I don't know. I don't like it. I haven't seen it yet. And I don't have to see it to not like it. I don't like the title, Chirac. Okay? I've heard a lot of things about the movie. And a lot of it I don't like. I heard it's a satire. People are dying in this city. How can you satirize something that goes on in Chicago? Make it funny. It's not funny. I'm pretty sure Spike would disagree with me on that. But he can't disagree with what everyone is seeing on screen that he's directed, maybe produced, or had some writing, or written some of the stuff that is coming out. Excuse me. Of this movie. Anyway, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that kind of good thing. And I hope you enjoyed the intro there. And it's going to be a great, great season, I think. It's cold in Chicago. I'm going to say that. I'm going to start off by saying it's pretty damn cold. And if it's cold where you are, snowing, or the weather is just awful, stay warm, keep yourself warm, stay in the house. Tune into the George Wilder Jr. Show. If you're not getting me live, you can always archive me. There's plenty of stuff on my website, www.blogtalkradio.com/George Wilder Jr. It's all there. I'm going to be off for a few days because of the Christmas holiday, but still, you can still listen because you can always archive whatever show that I've done in the past, and those shows are always just as good. Sometimes it's better than the one I've currently have done, but you know, you judge for yourself on what's good and what's not good. But majority of my stuff is pretty good. I get a lot of positive feedback on some of the shows from people on social network and other places. All right, so the Democratic debate is tonight. Yeah, but there's already a lot of drama going on. There's a lot of drama going on, and it's coming from the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and it's coming from Debbie Watson Schultz. I just saw a clip of her on the television, and she looks just as innocent. She looks like she hasn't done a thing, and all of this falls on her shoulder, every bit of it, trying to stop Bernie Sanders from getting his data because of a glitch that was. From what my understanding is from her side of the aisle. You know, if it wasn't a glitch coming from her side of the aisle, it never would have happened. And plus, the guy who, the Bernie Sanders employee, the guy who is responsible for going through Clinton's data or downloading or looking at it when he wasn't supposed to, this guy's been fired. Debbie Watson Schultz is still talking about that they were looking at stuff they weren't supposed to be looking at, or they was trying to steal some information, you know, and this is what I'm saying. When Democrats go at each other's throat, especially during an election time, they lose. they lose. Okay, now this drama just might dominate the debate tonight, the Democratic debate. And this is what, the third debate? And how many debates have the Republican had? Six or seven? Five or six? And the Dems, this is their third one? Come on, Debbie Watson Schultz. Get with the program. You got to even this thing out. From my understanding, the reason why she gave the Democrats only three debates so far, three or only six debates, is because she didn't want to give too much exposure to Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley. She wanted Clinton to win this thing. Oh, yeah, she's tilting this thing toward Clinton. She cannot lie her way out of this. She's tilting this thing towards Clinton by trying to smear and cripple Bernie Sanders. Let's say if one of his, let's say if a person was working for Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders got 1,000 people working for him. You can't be around and watch every one of these. Somebody's going to be a rogue. Somebody's going to be doing something they're not supposed to be doing. He can't watch these people. He has supervisors and managers for that. You know, if one of them does something wrong, you can't hold Bernie Sanders' feet to the fire because of a rogue employee. Or a thug employee, or a criminal employee who tries to muddy his name. And to try to stop someone from getting their own data from voters, I mean, she purposely did this. This is not the only criticism of Debbie Watson Schultz, the chief, the manager, the head of the DNC. Nothing goes down without her. If anything goes down, she is doing it. It's because of her. This is what she wants. So if when you see the initials DNC / Debbie Watson Schultz, she is incompetent. She's a liar. I mean, it's been proven. She's been asked to step down. She should. She won't. You know, she won't. She doesn't know what she's doing. But we do know this, and I'm going to say this again. She is in the hands. She is in the she's trying to do let me put it this way. She's trying to do everything she can to make sure Clinton wins the nomination, trying to damage Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders brought a suit against her. Suddenly, she's letting him access his information. She shouldn't have done it. Tried to stop him in the first place. Now, because a federal lawsuit into this would have damaged her immensely. Her credibility would have been shot because we'd have found out a lot more things that's going on in the DNC that they don't want us to know about. So that's why they squashed the federal probe, the federal investigation, and the suit that was filed by Bernie Sanders. Oh, it's some shenanigans going on in the DNC. If Debbie Watson Schultz is running it, it's some shenanigans. We do know one thing, that she's in it for Hillary Clinton. This is what she wants. I'm pretty sure Hillary Clinton probably told her to allow Bernie Sanders to have access to his data. Because my understanding, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are good friends. They've known each other for decades. And for Debbie Watson Schultz to come out of nowhere to try to cripple Bernie Sanders because she wants Hillary Clinton to win is just stupid, plain old stupid. And she's going to pay the price for it because people are asking for her resignation. Democratic drama as curtain rises on New Hampshire debate. It's going to be some drama tonight in the debate. And a lot of the moderators, they're going to be talking about this incident of Bernie Sanders being cut off from his data, voters. He has to have this data because if he doesn't have this data, the donations will dry up. And his campaign will be crippled. And she did a bad thing, but now she's all over television saying, "It's not my fault, it's their fault." Okay. If you aren't going to a holiday party, seeing the new Star Wars movie, and it's a lot, it is a lot of buzz about this movie, and it already made billions and billions and billions and millions of dollars. Man, I just wish somebody would give me some of that. All right, if you aren't already going to the holiday party or seeing the new Star Wars movie, watching the New York Jets take on the Dallas Cowboys, that's interesting, or doing any of the other things people typically do on a weekend night in mid-December, maybe you should tune in to the Democratic presidential candidates' third debate. This is the third debate. Republicans have had five or six already. And that's not a level plane. That is not a level footing. And you blame Debbie Watson Schultz for that, because like I just said, she wants to try to limit exposure to Bernie Sanders. That's why she offered less debates than the Republicans, figuring Hillary Clinton is a shoe-in. And a lot of people are bitching because of that. This is why Democrats lose. The Republicans win because Democrats do not know how to fight back. They do not know how to even the playing field. For instance, when the Republicans get on stage and start lying through their teeth about Democratic issues, about things pertaining to America and American people, the Democrats should be quickly to pounce on that and to rebut all of that. Because if you don't rebut lies, they're going to stick. Some idiot out there or idiot's going to believe that. They're going to believe that junk that they hear. And I'm surprised that the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Watson Schultz, she don't do any of the things. I'm pretty sure she's heard a lot of criticism on these things. But still, she'll go on television. She'll get her ass on the Sunday shows and try to convince everybody that she's the right person for the job and that she knows what she's doing, and don't tell her nothing. She's a woman strong. She's a real woman. A woman, hear me roar. She's trying to be a strong woman. She's an incompetent woman. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of strong women out there who could do a much better job in that post than Debbie Watson Schultz, because all she's doing is damaging the Democratic Party and opening up the field for Republican to be president 2016. And that's not right. Okay, the third debate tonight is Saturday night at 8 p.m. I'll be off about that time. It's 7:30, 8 o'clock, so I'll have enough time to watch it. But one of the things, I have a criticism about the debate. I think the debate should be on over-the-air television like it used to be in the past, because a lot of people out here in the United States and around the world, they don't have cable. They can't afford cable. They have televisions. However, they just have the general networks. The broadcasting networks, Channel 7, Channel 9, 32, 11, so on and so on. But they're over-the-air networks. And a lot of people don't have cable television in order to watch debates. And that's wrong. It should be over-the-air. But if you have a computer, you can always watch it on the computer. You know, I mean, online, CNN. Even if you catch bits and pieces of it, it's fine. Because once the debate is over, there's going to be all kind of clips you can download and listen to. But I am really critical of some of the networks who are charging to watch this debate. This should be a free election. This is a free election. It should be a free debate. Everybody should be able to see this debate, cable or no cable, satellite television or no satellite television. Some people, it's a blackout for some people. They won't be able to see it. Only thing they're going to do is be able to hear about it. And what to do? They need to know about their government. They need to know. A lot of people out here, they don't even know who the Vice President of the United States is. They can't even name one person on the Supreme Court. They don't even know what the Second Amendment to the Constitution is. People have to learn about their government. You got some people out there that they don't even give a damn about learning about the government. The hell with that government. Give me a joint and a can of beer. People have to learn about their government. I'm just out here as a mouthpiece trying to get people to learn. Put down the dope and learn about your government. Learn about what's around you. Learn about what's affecting you. I don't care if you're homeless or you're struggling to pay your bills. Learn about your government. Give a damn. Give a damn. Help out in your community. Help a person. There's nothing like help. I mean, that's one of the things I want to say, that there are so many people, including myself, there are so many people out here in the world today, especially around these holiday times. They're out there helping people tremendously. Their main focus is to help those who have nothing during these holidays. And it feels good. It really feels good. Help someone. Help someone with clothes, with food, with housing, shelter, money if you have it. You know, this is Christmas. Give. I mean, because I'm doing it. I mean, just because I'm doing it doesn't mean you have to do it. But if you can do it, do it. And if you're the one in need, hey, there's plenty of agencies out there. And I'm not talking about socially funded agencies. I'm talking about people with hearts who are going to help you out and make sure that you're going to have a real nice, merry, merry Christmas. Okay, let's talk about the debate again. All right, the debate comes at an especially tense moment in the primary campaign. The Democratic National Committee cut off the campaign of Senator Bernie Sanders from his national voter database after Sanders' campaign staffers accessed former Secretary of State Clinton's proprietary voter data during a brief breakdown in the firewall between the candidates' files Wednesday. On Friday, Sanders' campaign sued the DMC. And because of that, the DMC, Debbie Watson Schultz, reversed course on that. Reverse course. Gonna happen. Okay? But it took Sanders to sue, and I'm glad, because that took balls for him to sue his own party. When Democrats are fighting like that, they're going at each other's throat, they lose. And the Republicans are reveling in this because they know that the Democrats are going to lose. And I hope the debate tonight does not all – the questions are not all about the data file. The DNC restored Sanders' campaign access to its data file through the campaign and said it would drop the suit. Sanders is dropping the suit because they have reversed themselves. They have restored the file. Bernie has access, but he would have not had access. He wouldn't have had any kind of access if he hadn't threatened and filed a suit against Debbie Watson Schultz, who is in Clinton's pocket. To add intrigue, the debate takes place in New Hampshire, the one state where Sanders often leads Clinton in the polls. And I've said to some people, I've said this shenanigans, this debacle, all it's going to do is probably increase the polls for Bernie Sanders. I think this is going to backfire against Clinton and Debbie Watson Schultz, because Bernie Sanders voters are going to vote for Bernie Sanders. I mean, I've heard people say that they are even stronger in Bernie Sanders' corner because of this. They know that people are trying to cripple him. People are saying that Bernie Sanders should not be president because he's old. That's crazy. He's only a few years older than Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Debbie Watson Schultz. She's trying to look pretty as she can. All those facial, all that plastic surgery and Botox. Okay, to add to the intrigue, the debate takes place in New Hampshire, one state where Bernie Sanders leads Clinton in the polls. He's leading in this state. Great. Okay, Clinton dominates in the national polls. She leads nationally. I mean, that means that all over the, if you, when you compare, put all the states together in the United States, Clinton comes out the leader. New Hampshire is the first in the nation presidential primary set for February 9th, a week after the Iowa caucuses. I mean, this debate is likely to draw a clear contrast between Democratic and Republican approaches to terrorism in the wake of the extremist attacks on Paris in November and the mass shootings that killed 14 in San Bernardino, California, this month. During the GOP debate on Tuesday, Republicans did their best to terrify the nation. Oh, yeah, they tried to scare the hell out of us. Some people were scared. A lot of people did get scared, and the first thing they did was to run to the gun stores and buy a gun. Lines were all outside the door, around the corner, because the Republicans scaring the hell, the BGs, out of the American public. They scared the hell out of people, or tried to scare the hell out of people about radical Islamic terrorism. The Democratic candidates, though, have been saying the nation shouldn't give in to fear or allow demagogues like businessmen like Donald Trump, who has called for a total ban on Muslims, complete shutdown of all Muslims entering the United States. Yes, he has, and yes, he has doubled down on that, and he's not going to change his mind. He wants all Muslims, just like he wants all Hispanics, all illegal Hispanics, illegal Mexicans. He wants to round them all up and ship them right back to where they came from. He said that many times, and his poll numbers have shot up because of it. His poll numbers have gone. So Donald Trump sticks to what he says, because whatever he says, his poll numbers shoot up. That's why he stick to what he says. He doesn't go back on what he says, because he knows what he has stated, whatever comes out of his mouth, his poll numbers go up. If he goes back on it or he apologizes, his poll numbers will plummet, because people want Donald Trump to be Donald Trump. I would not vote for him, but that's me, okay? But three of the Democratic candidates are unlikely to agree on everything. Here are four major areas where Clinton, Sanders, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley's policies may clash during tonight's debate. Foreign policy. Clinton has given a number of speeches focused exclusively on terrorism and homeland security since the Paris attacks. She details her plan to defeat and destroy the Islamic State on November 19th and her broad anti-terrorism strategy on December 15th, ahead of the most recent GOP debate. Man, she combines main elements of this proposal in an op-ed for the New Hampshire Union Leader on Thursday. In the same paper earlier in the week, Sanders previewed his criticism of Clinton on foreign policy, arguing that she has shown a flawed calculus when it comes to American intervention in Libya and Iraq. He attacked Clinton's vote to authorize the Iraq war in the last Democratic debate, arguing that the war led to the creation of the Islamic State, meaning that the war created ISIS, jihad, these criminals, these thugs. Oh, yeah, Clinton, Hillary Clinton voted for the Iraq war, an illegal war. And now she apologized for it, or there was a mistake. It wasn't no mistake. She knew what she did. It wasn't a mistake. She knew what she was doing. And I mean, over 400,000 young people, women and men, were killed in that war. I mean, it's more than that if you think about the Iraqi people. Clinton defended her role advocating for U.S. airstrikes in Libya. She defended it. She apologized for it. But I don't buy it, and a lot of people didn't buy it. When you voted for the Iraq war, you voted for it because you wanted to vote for it. You wanted a war. You voted. you sided with the Republicans when you voted for that. I don't think Clinton can be trusted, but I know Republicans cannot be trusted more. More. Okay, we're still on foreign policy. Okay, when it comes to conflict in Syria, Clinton has advocated no-fly zone. Both Sanders and O'Malley oppose such a move, with O'Malley arguing it could lead to an escalation of the Cold War in monumental proportions. They differ on foreign policy. That is no doubt. And this is going to be front and center in the debate. If you're going to miss the debate tonight, make sure you go find clips of it online. You can go to YouTube, or you can go to your local news station, which is also online, and you can watch these debates after they have concluded. If you don't have over-the-air television, if you have a radio or iPhone or something, you can also listen to the debate on the radio, over-the-air radio, and your iPhones. Just make sure you listen to the debate and try to be neutral when you're thinking about the Republican debate and the Democratic debate, because they differ. They really differ. I call the Republican debate, the GOP debate, the clown bus, because these guys don't talk about anything. They go after each other's throat, you know, and they're dumb enough to think that going after each other's throat is going to win them the presidency in 2016. It is not going to do that. Okay, they're going to be probably discussing another issue, gun violence. Boy, do we need people to talk about gun violence in this country. As soon as my show is over, you guys go and watch this debate. It starts at 8 o'clock. Okay? I know in some parts of the U.S., it's going to start a little earlier, or in some cases a little later. Depends on where you are, but make sure you watch the debate, no matter what time it comes on in your time zone. Gun violence. Clinton has repeatedly attacked Sanders for voting to give the gun manufacturers and dealers immunity from lawsuits. Bring it up in the first debate, in the second one in November. O'Malley also has used the vote to criticize Sanders, okay? I mean, they've got to find something to criticize the guy about, because they don't want him to win the presidency, even though Clinton is way ahead nationally than Sanders. And also, they mentioned the parents of a woman who was killed in Aurora, Colorado, the movie theater massacre in 2012. The parents tried to sue the online company that sold the ammunition to the shooter, but were prevented from doing so because of the immunity law that they say that Sanders voted for. Sanders, for his part, Sanders, for his part, has said he would be open to amending the law or changing the law. I don't know if he's open to getting rid of it altogether, but he voted for it in 2005 as a congressman. He also has taken heat for his votes on opposing the Brady background check bill. Wow. In 1993, Sanders said he has to be responsive to his rural Vermont constituents. Okay, so he voted for this against background checks because the people who put him in office, they wanted him to do that. In this second debate, Sanders got back at O'Malley after the former governor touted his efforts to pass an additional laws regulating firearms in Maryland by pointing to Baltimore's crime rate. I think it's safe to say that Baltimore is not one of the safest cities, Bernie Sanders said. So it's going to be some real differences here, but at least you're going to hear about the issues that's facing America. We did not hear that during the Republican debate. It was nothing. It was nothing. I think if I had to assess the analyze and assess the Republican debate, the fifth one, the last one, before this one tonight, before the Democrat debate tonight, I would probably say Rand Paul came out as the sensible one. Yeah, I would say sensible. Donald Trump and Jeb Bush, they were, I mean, you thought they was going to take out the, get out the boxing gloves. These guys were going at each other so much. And after all the bickering, the hollering, the yelling at the on the GOP debate, I just turned it off, man. I couldn't take it. I didn't even watch the whole debate. I just couldn't take it. They were just ridiculous. They were ridiculous. Jeb Bush down 3%. I don't think he should have been on the stage. he's at 3%. Donald Trump is at 40%. Why was Jeb Bush on the stage? He's moving on over. He's going to be off the stage in a minute. He's not going to be president. I don't think Donald Trump is going to be president, but he is no doubt going to get the nomination because the media loves him. And when the media loves you, you're all over the place. Like I said in yesterday's show, and I was abruptly cut off yesterday. If anybody archived or download or listen to yesterday's show, I was abruptly cut off in the middle of talking. So, but you know, it's 110 minutes there. So it's the most of the show is there. That's why I kept it and I didn't delete it. But it's a good show. It's a good show. And like I said yesterday on that show, I will have no guests for the month of December. So don't expect any guests. And we're going to take time off for Christmas holidays and stuff like that. And New Year's Eve, we're going to do that on this show. We're going to be offered for a while, but you can always archive the show. There's always going to be shows there that you can listen to, even though I'll be off for a while live. You know, off for a while live. And then there will not be any guests. But let me say this, and I've said this yesterday on the show too. January 2016 is book solid. There will be guests for almost every day, you know. But since it's December and the show here is, I'm shaking it up a little bit for the new year. So if anything, if you want to listen to the George Wilder Jr. show, there's plenty of shows that you can download, archive, listen to. Just and it's free. You don't have to pay for a thing. All you got to do is just listen, you know. And make sure when you listen to the show that you give me feedback. That's the most important thing. That's more than money to me. It's feedback. You know, that's what it is. Okay, right. This is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. I will be right back, everybody. Stay with me. Stay with me. We've got this clip. All right. We are back. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live in Chicago. If you're listening live, if you're listening archive the show, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter, I'm all over the place. I am always all over the place. I'm posting live. I'm always trying to be a part of everything that I can be a part of. And thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for standing up for this show. Thank you for doing all what you do. And it's I hope everybody really, really sit down and enjoy this debate tonight. And if you haven't seen a Democratic debate just yet and it's your first time, enjoy it. It's a great experience. It's something that I think everyone should be a part of. And you are listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Let me see if I can.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
To the George Wilder Jr. Show, the talk of our times. This is the talk of our times on Block Talk Radio, the Wilder Network.
Well, I told you, we're trying to revamp the show, so hang in there with me, folks. Okay. All right. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm so glad to be back. And I'm every time I'm on the show, I'm thinking to myself, please don't let there be no internet confusion or no cracks or breaks in the audio or the show as you listen, because these things happen. They happen. And sometimes I can hear it happening inside my headset here. But I keep my fingers crossed sometimes, because sometimes when you're on the internet, you thinking you're broadcasting, the screen tells you that you're broadcasting, and all of a sudden you go back and you check this stuff out and you find out that you weren't broadcasting, and that the people and that you were actually thrown off the air. There's times I've been thrown off the air and did not know that I had been thrown off the air until my screen tells me. And sometimes the screen doesn't tell me. Stuff do break, stuff do anytime you're on the internet, stuff do mess up, stuff do screw up. And you know what? I have some great, great guests, and I have some great, great listeners, because they'll call in and say, George, something's wrong. I'll say, thank you very much. And my guests will be so nice and gracious if I should have a glitch or something. We are, conversing on whatever we're talking about, so that's great. That's wonderful. But, like I've said many times, anytime that you're on the internet, whether it's radio or you're writing or you're communicating or you're whatever you're doing, searching the web, whatever you're doing, there's always a chance for something to happen. Your computer freezes up. The plug comes out of the wall or something. A wire breaks, you haven't paid your bill. They're going to cut you off, whatever. You get it sometimes. Cut you off right in the middle of an interview, right? Okay, let's hope nothing like that happens. I don't think. I'm just being facetious, everybody. So, okay, let's get back to the debate and some of the issues they may be talking about tonight, okay? One of the issues that they may be talking about tonight, that's paid leave. And universal, okay? The U.S., the United States, is one of the world's only countries that fail to guarantee paid maternity leave for new parents. That's a shame. You know why that's a shame? Because we have Republicans running everything. And then we have a president, Obama, who will not use his executive power to get these things done. I mean, I think I've read somewhere or heard somewhere where Obama said he's not going to use executive power to get things done. He wants to go to Congress and get things done. I don't understand that. He hardly ever uses his powers to get things done, especially on gun control and some of these other issues. He has the power to do it without Congress. But yet he's always saying he's been obstructed. He's being obstructed to this. He can't get this done because of the Republicans. He can't get that done because of the Republicans. The Republicans are standing in his way. There's no doubt. They are. But he still can. He acts like he's crippled. He has the power to get these things done. If he wants more done on gun control, and it sounds like that he does, he has the power to do it with executive power, his executive authority. He can do it. He can make laws without the Republicans. And this is one of the many things I have a problem with him for. He'll talk about using his executive authority. It'll be all in the newspaper, on the internet, all everywhere. The next thing you know, it's just talk. It's just plain old talk. And a lot of us are just pissed off at Obama because he will not use his executive powers to get things, to get needed things done, issues, for the American people who put his butt in office. Clinton, who supports paid leave, has objected to Sanders' proposed mechanism for paying for 3 months of paid leave and for universal health care. If you are truly concerned about raising incomes for the middle class families, the last thing you should do is cut their tax home pay right off the bat by raising their taxes. Yet Bernie Sanders has called for a roughly 9% tax hike on middle class families just to cover his health care plan, and simple math dictates he'll need tax workers even more to pay for the rest of his at least $18 to $20 trillion agenda. Fallon says Clinton will make sure that the wealthy families start paying their fair share. They always say that. And then they wind up giving the billionaires and millionaires tax cuts. They always say that. I mean, just recently, Congress passed a massive spending bill. But yet they included in that spending bill tax cuts for the rich. Obama's going to sign it. Obama's rich. He's going to sign it. Obama's Wall Street. Obama's Wall Street. There's no doubt about that. And like I said, I got some pet peeves with Obama, too. I can talk about Obama saying, hey, wow, the city of Chicago is where Obama hailed from. This is his hometown. And so much corruption is in this city and in this state. It's a damn shame. And yet Obama has not opened his mouth about the situation that Rahm Emanuel is in, the situation that Nita Alvarez is in, and the situation of this corrupt police department that we have in Chicago. Obama has not opened his mouth. This is his hometown. He lives in Hyde Park on the south side. My understanding that when his presidency is over, he's coming back to the city of Chicago. And then again, he may stay in New York or he may just go and reside in Hawaii. But the point is, he came from here. This is where he started his presidential campaign. This was his hometown. And yet, with all the garbage that's going on in the city of Chicago, Obama is quiet. He's not. I'm pretty sure he and Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, I'm pretty sure they're buddies. I'm pretty sure that they're talking on the phone. They're talking on the phone where there's no cameras. There's no journalism. There's no journalists. I'm sorry. Nobody can hear. But he will not come out and condemn the Chicago Police Department. He will not come out and condemn the violence on the south and west sides of the city. Oh, he said things. I mean, he has said things. He's talked about it. He has talked about the violence in Chicago, but only a little. Just a little bit he's talked about it. Then he went on to some other topic to talk about. I mean, it's just talk with this guy. And I tell people that all the time. It's talk. Every time Obama might have, every time Obama might have us to think that he just may use his executive authority on gun control and other issues, suddenly he doesn't. He doesn't, and he starts talking about something else that's totally unrelated to the crime that's happening in Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, New York, and other places. So to me, he's been somewhat, not all the way. I know a lot of people out there love Obama, and they're going to, you know, say that I'm not fair or whatever, or people who think like me, we're not fair. He has not been that bad of a president. There are some things he did get done, but there are some things that we do criticize him on. Someone said once that a white president would have done more for African Americans than Obama has ever done or ever would do. I don't know how true that is, but I'm thinking that this guy might be right. Fallon said Clinton will make sure that the wealthiest Americans finally start paying their fair share, not force the middle class to pay even more than they already do. And that's what I hate about Chicago and Illinois. These people, Rahm Emanuel, Bruce Rauner is not calling for tax hikes. Rahm Emanuel, Michael Madigan, John Cullerton, and a whole host of other politician in Illinois, these people, all they do is raise taxes. We can't pay these taxes. They're driving people from this state. People are leaving Chicago. People are leaving Illinois because of the taxes. And when people leave, pack up and leave the state, they're taking their tax dollars with them. And if the state doesn't get or the city doesn't get the taxes that they sign into law, they're going to try and raise again and again and again. I think Chicago and the state of Illinois, they're stabbing themselves in the foot because people are not going to take this. People are not going to – oh, man. People are not going to sit by and let the state and the city just tax the hell out of you. They're taxing people who – are already having trouble paying taxes. They're taxing people who can't pay. They're taxing people on top of other taxes. Tax, 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 tax. She ran on reducing taxes. She ran, now she's all over the television trying to pretend like she didn't raise taxes or trying to get you to have amnesia that you don't remember or recall or care about her raising taxes. This is the way these politicians are. So she jumps on other subjects to try to get your mind off your taxes going up. So does Rahm Emanuel. He raised Chicago property taxes $588 million. Next year, I don't care where you live. If you live in an apartment, you live in a condo, you live in a house, get ready. Your taxes are going to go up. Your rent's going to go up. If you don't have a fixed mortgage, it's going to go up. Property taxes are going to go up. Everybody's going to be paying through the nose. And there are, I believe, the next Chicago will have the highest taxes in the world, in the United States. I think the state that has probably higher taxes than Chicago is probably New Jersey. But we're either first or we're second. And it's ridiculous. That's why a lot of people are packing their bags, getting out. We've got some states in the United States where no taxes are paid at all. I believe Florida. I think Florida, you don't pay any taxes. What's with this tax crap? Trying to balance a budget, trying to balance your city budget, trying to balance a state budget that grassroot people have nothing to do with. Mismanagement of politicians, and their employees. Corrupt politicians screwed up the state, and now they want to try to bring the state back into the 21st century by taxing those who cannot pay or taxing those who are just been taxed too damn much. It's a damn shame the way these people just tax, and then walk around and as if they haven't done nothing. They haven't done anything. They done just screwed you. This is why I think Emmanuel should go. I think he's ruining the city. I think Bruce Rauner is ruining the state because he refuses to sign a budget into this for the state of Illinois. Now we're going to go into next year without a budget. And these people are far apart as hell. I think Mike Madigan should resign. He's about 80 years old. He should resign and live out his next few days in Hawaii or somewhere instead of in the legislature of Illinois and screwing up things and wanting to raise taxes again. Again. And people are pissed off. People are tired of it. I'm pissed off and I'm tired of it. Every time I look around, these assholes are raising taxes. Every kind of tax you can think of is a tax. Sales tax. A tax. A tax on the internet. A tax you could buy stuff online and you weren't even taxed, but now that's over. The government is secretly trying to take over the internet. There is nothing free. Everything has to be paid for. There's nothing free. And it's a shame that these people are hurting people who are already hurting and they don't care. They act as if we are entitled or we are supposed to pay when politicians that we elect screw things up. I love it when Emmanuel get on television and give us a reason why he's going to raise taxes as if we're obligated to pay his taxes. We're obligated to pack up and leave and get out and take our money with us. That's what we're obligated to do. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm a little passionate here. So we're going to take a break, and I'm going to catch some air. Stay with me, everybody. Stay with me. Let's see what we got here. Promo 33. Let's see what it is. Big George here. If you have a product or a book that you would like to have advertised on this show, hook me up. I will run two spots on. You are listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on the Wilder Network. WTTTY, the talk of our times. You miss a show, you will miss a hell of a lot. Thank you for listening and stay with me. We'll be right back.
the hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
All right, we are back. We are back. I'm hoping it's radio. I'm hoping that the my audio is loud enough or low enough. Sometimes it's hard to tell. We got to get that smart quiz question back. I had a lot of compliments on that, and we got to get that back. We just got to get that back. Let me see. Okay. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Okay, we are probably on our last leg. It is 7:04 Chicago time. It's about, I don't know, maybe 30 degrees outside. That's pretty cold to me. And we're talking about the Democratic debate tonight that starts at 8:00 on some stations and in some parts of the country here. And they are going to be talking about issues. It's not going to be like the conservative debate. They didn't talk. It was like a duel. I mean, it was like a fight, a verbal fight, you know, an argument, you know. And but the Democrats, hopefully, a little bit more saner. And I want to say this again. I am not a Democrat. Though some people try to paint me as a bleeding heart liberal, nor am I a Republican. I'm an independent. Okay, Sanders supports paid family leave legislation in the Senate that would be funded by a payroll tax totaling $1.38 a week for a typical worker. The bill would also provide paid leave for workers diagnosed with a serious medical condition. All right, let's talk about Wall Street. This is another issue the Republicans did not bring up or discuss in neither debate, because they're all in the pockets of Wall Street. Most of them guys up there on stage on the Republican side of the aisle, they're all bought and paid for. The only one up there that's not bought and paid for is probably Trump, Donald Trump. Donald Trump has his own money. The rest of them, they didn't have any money. That's why a lot of times they can't say a lot of things that they want to say, because their donors do not want that, especially the Tea Party. Okay, Wall Street. Clinton committed what was widely perceived as somewhat of a gentle, of a graft when she tried to justify her receipt of donations from the financial services industry by saying she represented New York during the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. Oh, yeah, Clinton has been Wall Street for the longest. I mean, she was Wall Street way back in 1992 when her husband first ran for office. And 1990, I think it was 1996, he ran again. She was all Wall Street. Clinton took money from everywhere, you know. So it will be interesting to see if O'Malley or Sanders mentioned this on Saturday, or instead point to a major disagreement between them and Clinton. Oh, yeah, I think Bernie should attack Clinton. But Bernie is such a gentleman, he may not attack her. Because I think in the last two previous debates, he refused to attack her. He refused. But in some ways, she has attacked him with Debbie Wasserman Schultz trying to stop him from, you know, seeing his voter files. But I think he should mildly attack her. But we'll see. Whatever comes out, you know, whatever, you know. Okay, Clinton has said that reinstating the Glass-Steagall firewall wouldn't adequately deter bank risk taking. That the law's repeal had no connection to the 2008 financial crisis, and that the major economists agree that with her, that replacing the law isn't a silver bullet for protecting the economy. So it's going to be a lot on the plate tonight. Okay, one area where the candidates might agree on something, we're going to find that out. So stay tuned to the debates. I know I'm going to be watching it, but I still have a pet peeve to see the debate. They'll just have to, you know, hear bits and pieces of the debates on the news, the late news. I guess that's better than anything, but because they don't have cable or they don't have satellite or dish television, some of these, they don't have any paid TV programs like Comcast, Infinity, all of that. That stuff's just designed to take your money, okay? I don't blame people if they don't have all of that stuff because it's if you're struggling, if you're hurting financially, you don't need that. That's why I'm saying to a lot of the networks out there, ABC, CBS, NBC, WGN, Channel 32, why don't you guys offer free over-the-air television when these debates are on? Please. This is America. Everybody doesn't have money for cable. This is America. People should be able to watch their debates. They have to vote. They should be able to watch them without having to shove out money to watch these debates. I'm going to tell you something. The Republican debate is not worth 1 cent, okay? But the Democrats, I mean, they talk issues. If you didn't watch a Republican debate, you did not miss anything. But I do think if you don't watch the Democratic debate, you're going to miss a lot because there's no doubt about it. The Democrats are a lot saner than the Republicans. There is no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Okay, I'm going to play a clip right here on elder abuse because I think that's totally important.
We do a lot of stories on family, and we know families with loved ones in the nursing home often wonder, are they really okay? And it's a nightmare if we believe that they're being mistreated. We have a horrific example of what can go wrong. Her colleague Jane Velez Mitchell brought this story tonight, to light, that is, last night on Issues. Let's get you the story. Tragic story. 78-year-old Lois McAllister is her name. She has Alzheimer's disease. Lois was allegedly being harassed by workers at the nursing home. But before a camera was put in the room and the video was available, the family thought, really, everything was okay.
Mary, when did your mother first tell you that workers were abusing her, and what exactly did she say to you?
It was in early March. She kept saying that she was being hurt. Her arms were being pulled and twisted. She was being punched. So I went to an administrator and told them what my mother had told me. And she got back to me and told me that it was due to a change in her mental status.
So in other words, they were suggesting her dementia had gotten worse. The family couldn't trust mom here. Well, the family didn't take any chances, put a camera in the room. Here's what they saw. Now, it's dark video, tough to see what's happening here. And this video given to us, by the way, by Haverford Township Police Department. Lois's daughter, son-in-law, they allege this is mom being taunted, mocked, sometime when she wasn't even fully clothed. Now, Lois's daughter and son-in-law, they saw this video. Obviously, they were furious, but just heartbroken.
I don't know what joy you can derive from harming an elderly person, especially one who's depending on you to take care of them. You know, we trusted them to take good care of her, and they didn't do it.
What a great point. Who does that? Who has the heart or lack thereof to do that? Now, three workers have been charged here with aggravated assault, criminal conspiracy, neglect of a dependent person, harassment, and reckless endangerment. They've lost their jobs, from what we understand. We do have a statement or part of the statement from the company that runs the nursing home, Sunrise Senior Living. Here's part of it saying, we cherish each and every resident we serve and take these allegations very seriously. We've cooperated closely with law enforcement. They go on to say the three individuals involved in this incident have been dismissed from their jobs. And despite the unacceptable actions of a few, please remember that the Quadrangle is filled with many great and compassionate caregivers and are dedicated to delivering superior care to hundreds of residents. But Lois McAllister's family, not satisfied with the company's response, they're filing a lawsuit against the Senior Living Center. want to again bring in my colleague Jane Velez Mitchell, who did a great job bringing this story to light. Jane, I know this is near and dear to your heart and mine. Your mom's in her 90s, my dad's in his mid to upper 80s now. And how do we? I think people see this, they're shocked, they go, how do we make sure a loved one in a situation like this is going to be okay?
Well, thank God for nanny cams and hidden cameras, because this may have been going on forever, and now, due to modern technology, we're starting to see what happened. Now, the family, Paul and Mary French, says when they went to management of this nursing home, they were told, well, she has Alzheimer's. Essentially, she's not really a credible witness. They, of course, deny that, but that's the problem, in essence, if you're dealing with people who are disabled in some way. How can they defend themselves? How can they say stop it or go and complain when they may not be considered to have a lot of credibility? There was another example in the Los Angeles area not too long ago that was also caught on tape, and these were profoundly disabled women being raped on camera. It was caught on camera that they were being raped by some of the people who worked there, and it was just absolutely horrifying video. And then come to find out that a huge percentage of people who work in nursing homes and these kinds of facilities have criminal records. So obviously there is some kind of problem there with monitoring these people, and of course allowing the people who live there to have a certain modicum of privacy as well. You want to have cameras on them 24/7 and have strangers looking at them. But then again, does every family member want to have to resort to putting a hidden camera in to monitor the situation? I don't necessarily have the answer, but obviously this is a problem that is more than just an isolated incident here or there. We're now hearing too many of these kinds of stories.
Yeah, you know, I had a chance to make a phone call to the Alzheimer's Association, and some of their tips are very good. In other words, if you make the difficult decision to have a family member go into a nursing facility, you're still a caregiver. Visit often. Go there often. Make a relationship. Have a strong relationship with those that are your parents or your loved ones' caregivers, and find out who is going to be the caregiver. The shifts change and things like that. Because we want to be so in touch and be in tune with our relatives, and I think that's an important point here, Jane.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not saying that these three young women who were arrested in this latest case in Pennsylvania have criminal records or rap sheets. I don't know. But I do think there should be a law that says you shouldn't be able to work in a nursing home if you've got a rap sheet. This is a population that, again, cannot defend itself. They're essentially voiceless and helpless. So why are we having people who have perhaps a proclivity towards violence or inappropriate behavior watching them?
I think that's an excellent point. I think that's another fact that you brought out that's shocking to so many that have been convicted of crimes are taking care of those that we love so much. Jane, again, great job on this. Always good talking to you. And I know you and I, are, since it's so close to our hearts, we're going to keep following this story.
All right, you welcome back to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. I am trying to reformat the radio show here. I'm going to be on at different times. I will let you guys know. I mean, if you're looking for the George Wilder Jr. Show, all you got to do is go to Block Talk Radio, and there I am. There I am, guest or no guest, and, you know, I'm there. But like I said before at the beginning of the show, I am totally booked up with guests in January. Starting the new year off just right with a bunch of great people for that. We have some great people on the show. I mean, from all walks of life, all over the world, and all over everywhere. And they're going to be right here on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Block Talk Radio, the Wilder Network, if there is such a thing. All right, check me out on Amazon.com. I have a lot of writings up there, great writings, essays, fiction, nonfiction. That's good stuff. It's great stuff. If you follow me on Facebook, LinkedIn, then you know I write good stuff. And my website is www.georgewilderjr.com. Check that out. It's a lot of good things on that website, a lot of good things that you can use, and a lot of links to my books, short stories, you know, and everything else. All right, let us get back. Where were we at? We were talking about the debate tonight, and I was railing about on some of these networks because they refuse to carry a debate. Only CNN. And you have to have cable or satellite. A lot of people can't afford that. They are voters. They are voters. I'm pretty sure that the networks, the television networks, have heard this before. I'm pretty sure I'm not the first one who's brought it up. I truly believe that I'm not the first one who brought this up, that they should put this debate, all the debates, every debate, especially if it's a presidential debate, any kind of debate where Americans have to take part in and be a part of, they should be able to watch the debate and make their decisions from there. Not watching news clips or something after the debate is over, but actually watching a live debate as it happens. I've said this before in previous shows. Go back and check that stuff out. I've said this, and go back and check some of my other shows. I rant. I'm surprised I'm still on the air. I haven't got thrown off yet. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, okay? Okay, like I said before, there's no guests, just you and me. We're going to have a great time. But when there are guests on this show, they are the greatest guests anyone can find. I have guests on this show that have been on television, first who know what they're talking about in their own individual fields. And I always have guests on who are knowledgeable, who can lend something to this show, lend something to you, the listener out there, you know, and my followers, you know. I'm not the only internet talk show in the world. I mean, it's a thousand of them. I got a lot of competition, okay? Lots of competition. As I said in the show previously, I have been asked to leave Block Radio. I have been asked to put it down and come to another station. I've been beckoned towards another station, but they said I can always keep George Wilder Jr. show, but that's what people know. They know the George Wilder. But I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here at Block Talk Radio. If anybody want to move me, they better come up with some cash. You know, because I'm not going to go any other station where I got to pay more money than what I'm investing in this show right here. Yeah, I'm investing in this show. Yeah, okay. All right, this is George Wilder of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Let me see. 7:21 straight up. All right, let's see if we can. Okay, that's CNN right there. Okay, I have a clip of the Republican debate from last week, but I'm not gonna share it. I'm not gonna even play it. I'm not gonna even mention it because it was just awful. I may play it tomorrow just to try to keep the show going. But since we're just about off the air here, I am not going to mess with it. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thanks, everybody. I'll be right back. All right. On Facebook, they're always talking about who they said somebody died today and all that kind of stuff. They always write something nice.
Open eyes. That we.
Oh, they get rid of Debbie Watson.
Love, baby.
Hey, Bernie Sanders raising $1 million in 1 day.
Yeah, welcome back. Let's see. Oops, something wrong with the volume. Boop, 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 boop. Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is George Wilder Jr. George Wilder Jr. And I just saw something on the computer. Bernie Sanders, as I was talking about, Bernie Sanders. Let me see. Bernie Sanders just raised $1 million after this debacle by the DMC. Okay, Bernie Sanders candidate regains access to the Democratic Party voter data. That's his. It's his. And because of this, and because of the uproar over this, he has just pocketed, his campaign has just pocketed $1 million. People up their money. People up their donations. This is what Debbie Wasserman Schultz was trying to stifle. This is what she was trying to cripple. And I told myself, and I told some friends, and I told some friend of mine that this was going to backfire. And it sort of has. It sort of has backfired. I got a feeling Bernie Sanders is in better shape than ever to win this nomination for President of the United States. He's got my backing. But let me say this. No matter who wins the Democratic nomination, we have to vote for him or her. Because one of the things we do not want a Republican. Not one of those guys, Republicans, not one of them are qualified to be president of the United States. Not one is qualified to be president. If Bernie doesn't get the nomination, then Hillary gets it. The vote for Hillary. If Hillary doesn't get it, Bernie's going to get it. We have to vote for Bernie. Bernie. Or O'Malley. He's a long shot, but who knows? He can come out of the gate swinging. Anyway, purposely, what I'm saying, we have to get a Democrat in the White House in 2016. If we don't, and a Republican gets in, we are in trouble. With a capital T. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. The George Wilder Jr. Someone just whispered in my ear, 90 seconds. We have 90 seconds or a little less left in this show. And I want to say to my listeners, and I want my listeners to go tell everyone else that they know to vote. To vote. If you don't vote, we're going to get a Republican. If you don't want a Republican in office, if you have problems with the crazies, vote Democratic. I know some people out there saying the Democrats are just aren't as good, just as bad as the Republicans. That could be true. You know, they lie, cheat, corrupt. One of the things about the Democrats, they cannot stick together on nothing. This is why they lose. If tonight's debate all about the Democratic National Committee and what they tried to do to Bernie Sanders, this could be the end of the Democrats. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. I hope you join me tomorrow. Bye-bye.